Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now the nephew is on deck with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Something pretty simple, Shirley. Can I claim your kid? Can I claim your kid?
I appreciate you doing this prank. This prank is this is valuable. I appreciate this.
All of them are valuable, Junior. You know
what? But this means something to Junior. What do you mean?
Well, because we're claiming children. Lord knows I have two and two grandbabies. I'm claiming. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you, Doc. That's why I said.
Can I claim your kid? Yes, sir.
What a man! What a man! What a man!
Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin's.
Yeah, this is
him. Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple of times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the game. But, yeah, what's going on?
Actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? But yeah, I am working actually. I mean
you have a steady job is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah, what you getting at though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like some uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday, you know, sometimes they want donations for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking, so I mean you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time?
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But, you know, I still work. I mean, while it was going on, you need a job or something?
No, I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing, are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, you said, am I going to claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like, you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like, you the guy that, you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on basis, you know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, yeah, I got a steady income and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, you know, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they gonna give me about 2,200, 2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. Bruh, I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes? Hold on, bro, I don't even know you. You know, you talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game? You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No, it ain't. Ain't nobody gonna come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they finna hit me off with this 800. Well, see, I can get 2,300, man. I'll kick you down 250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Because now you're insulting me. You telling me you want to claim my style for some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool. So I can make 250. Bro, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting 2,300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the 800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say?
Out.
Yeah.
Look out. You know my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why I'm trying to hook you up with 250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you, bro.
Bruh, I don't know what you talking about, bro. No 250, bro. When I claim these two little, I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bro. What you think I'm gonna take 250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
Say, man, you ain't got a, you ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bro, you my people. You know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bro, you ain't gonna give me no 250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you, 2,300. It's government money, bro.
So what is I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go add your seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam.
Bruh. All I'm trying to do, man, is get this 800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you 800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me up. I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
When
I see you on Saturday, bro, I'ma you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a life and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your bro.
You ain't on Blazers, Lakers, bro. You better bring that damn social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm going to come find him.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, do you got a boy that you work with named...
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm a big when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man. I got to ask you. You got to tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beat.
And there you have it. That's it right there. What's it? Come on.
Yeah.
That's all right. Don't even worry about it. Don't give me no praise and worship. That's okay. Don't worry about it. September 28th, Women's Empowerment House Party Comedy Jam. It is me, Nephew Tommy, and friends at the South Carolina State Fairground. Tickets are on sale right now. You do not want to miss it. Laying in the Cut. Y'all already know Sweetest Day Comedy Jam, Saturday, October the 19th. Bill Bellamy, Nephew Tommy, Mark Curry, Tommy Davidson, Lou Nail, Tony Roberts. We are in the building. And then that's at Lafayette, Louisiana, October 26th. Lafayette at the Hyman Center, Nephew Tommy and friends. Tickets on sale right now. Now, here's the one I have not told y'all about. This is the Thanksgiving Comedy Fest. That's Nephew Tommy. That's Cheryl Underwood. That's Finesse Mitchell. All going down in New Jersey at the New Jersey Pack Saturday, November the 30th, baby. Me and Cheryl Underwood have teamed up. Fool and Mo Fool. Ignorant and Mo Ignorant. Crazy and Mo Crazy. Yeah. Get your tickets. They on sale right now.
All right, Nephew.
Let the ignorance begin.
Yeah, it never stops.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.